tune today?
Yeah,
well,
I was setting up,
yeah, talk about that.
Right. Well, if you know my usual band, the Polecats, they're moving a little slow this morning, so we recruit we recruited some folks. Now, this was billed as an old-time fiddle set, but we call it, it's more like campground music. I think you'll enjoy hearing some of the things we do after midnight down in the campground. These fellas were kind enough to come in and help us out this year. We got Pat Shields playing guitar, John Grimm on the fiddle, and Tom Ryan on the banjo. All right, as far as the fiddle tunes are going, we're doing an old-time fiddle workshop at 3 o'clock over behind the museum. Ed Keeney is going to be there. I saw him this morning. Leo Pitt, French-Canadian fiddler, and we're looking for Willie Jones to be there. And we got Alan Jabor up front. I believe he's going to try to be there. And then tomorrow I'm doing a Cush Holston workshop. He was a fiddler from Levy County down around Cedar Key that had a pretty distinctive style. I'll be doing a Cush Holston workshop from 5 to 5:45 tomorrow at the same place behind the museum. Anyhow, we're going to play a few tunes for you and then get back to the campground.
So this is Lloyd Baldwin and the Polecats and the Georgia Mudcats and anybody else who happens to wander up who wants to play with him. That's what it sounds like. That's right. And you'll notice that all the that today and tomorrow and Sunday, there are workshops over by the museum. There are two workshop areas. There'll be a banjo workshop, and a fiddle workshop, and jew's harp workshop, and I don't know what else. Auto harp, I'm sure. But if you have any interest in these instruments, one of the things you can do while you're here this weekend is decide what instrument you're going to be playing by the time you come back next year. Right? Yeah. You don't play an instrument this year? That's okay. We don't blame you at all. Your parents should have done better by you, but they didn't. But we're going to do better by you. We're going to show you how to play.
Hello. Can y'all hear this?
I can.
Okay. All right. We're going. There's a little story that goes. We're going to start off with a tune called the Chicken Roost Blues. Now, my name is Baldwin, and there's some Baldwins who are from Suwanee County here. I live over in Suwanee County. People ask me, are you any kin of these Baldwins around here? I say, no. My Baldwins are up from Alabama, but the main difference is that we're all chicken thieves up there, and there are horse thieves around here. So this is a song that picked up after talking to my Aunt Thelma. She lives in southeast Alabama in Wiregrass Country. She's over 90 years old now. She still keeps a flock of chickens. There's these two old boys. We'll change the names to protect the guilty. We'll call them Mac and Bubba. That live up there, and they still live in the little plank house they were born in. They got just enough electricity for a light bulb over their supper table. And they kind of hang around the community there and do odd jobs, you know, just keep the wolf away from the door. And Thelma, she doesn't keep real accurate count of her chickens because they're all the time growing more and having more around. But she noticed that her chicken flock was getting kind of thin, so she started counting them. And sure enough, about every Monday morning, she'd go out there, or Sunday morning, and there'd be a couple of chickens missing. So she got to asking around and found out there was a trailer park that went in 3 or 4 miles down the road, and the way she put it, there were some sorry women moved in down there. And she found out that Mac and Bubba were coming in on Saturday night and grabbing a couple of chickens and taking them down to the trailer park, trading them for certain favors. So I figured that has got to be the last good deal in Alabama. So this is the Chicken Roost Blues. Ready, fellas?
You want?
Well, if you feel like
D,
G.
All right.
G. Chicken or two, but when I heard that old shotgun, boy, I did skip.
I grabbed my sack and made for the door, but I didn't get away in time. When I came around the corner of the barn, boy, I sure got mine. Yo, lady, yo, chicken roost blue.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff come up, knocked on the door, the hour was half past two. I said, Mr. Sheriff, what do you want? He said, I'll come for you. The old lady, I'll come home for you.
Turn thing to the Mudcats now. These are the Georgia Mudcats from around Athens, and we're going to turn them loose and let you hear what the way they do it in North Georgia.
Bill Murray, what gear are you?
I don't know. We're going to be. That's in D. This is a song about a bad man. His name was Otto Wood. I never knew much about Otto Wood. Somebody finally told me that Otto Wood was a sort of a regular guy. He pawned something in the pawn shop up in North Carolina. I think it was in Asheville. And the story goes that he went back to get it, and the man done sold it. Well, that made him right mad. He just pulled a pistol out and laid him down and took off. And in the song, you heard mention of going to the West. Well, the West was about two mountain ranges over. And they caught him three or four times and put him in jail, and they never could catch him. And he finally got loose. We came down in South Carolina somewhere, and two sheriffs got him cornered up. And it's the story of Otto Wood.
That's the end.
You're a bad man, Otto Wood.
Sort of sad.
Well, you know, bad men end up sad.
Them song, I might sing it right, I might sing it wrong. Got a man named Otto Wood, can't sing it all, wish I could. When he walked in the pawn shop a rainy day, he got to quarrel with the clerk, they say. Well, he pulled his gun and he fired a mighty blow. That is the way it's gonna be. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, the dead and gone. Otto Wood, didn't you run? Sure, pull down. Why? up the outside, put the gun on the guards and bring them around. I don't know why did you run. I told them dead and gone. I don't know why did you run. Sheriff went out and that poor, poor gun. I know. Now the next time Connie's way out west, a hold up gang got shot in the breast. Well, the drug in mind, when he got well, they locked him down in the dungeon cell. Well, he was a man who would not run. He always cared for the four guns. Well, he loved the women, he hated the law. Just wouldn't pick nobody's jaw. I know why did you run?
Birmingham. He plays with a band up there called Red Mountain White Trash.
Classy group.
He's got a green card. They let him in legally.
Yeah. got Joe Nelson in the back here playing the, what do you call that thing, Joe?
A banjo yuck.
I always called them tire chocks. Well, we try to slow things down at the end of a set and do a love song. And this is an old Appalachian love tune about an outlaw and the lady that loved him. Now, I don't know why ladies take to outlaws like they do, but apparently they take to them more than they do to fiddle players.
Well, that's happening.
I guess, well, you know what they call a fiddle player without a girlfriend, don't you?
Homeless.
All right, this is called Old Maid and the Burglar. I will sing you a song of a burglar man who wanted to rob a house. He looked in at the window and in he crept just as quietly as a mouse. He was thinking about all the money he'd get as under the bed he lay. But at 9 o'clock he saw a sight that made his hair turn gray. I am so tired, she said. And thinking that everything was well, she forgot to look under the bed. Well, she pulled out her teeth and her big false eye, the hair right off of her head. That burglar man had 21 fits as he rolled out from under the bed.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you all.